So let's review. The Gemara cites a Mishnah in the 11th parak. Chavita kohen gadol yishoson v'yichoson v'afiyoson b'fnim v'derechos es haShabbos. The michas chavitan of the kohen gadol was kneaded, shaped, and baked inside the azara, and this process was done even on Shabbos when such melachas are otherwise forbidden. The Gemara cites four sources for chavita kohen gadol derechos es haShabbos. Three of the four use the following pasuk of chavitan. Al machvas b'shem etayosam rebechas tibiana tefinei michas pitem takiv v'derechach l'Hashem. Hafuna says that we derive it from the word tefinei, which is understood as to yufena no'ah. The michas chavitin must look nice, and be offered like me'esma li'nashvelo. If the chavitin would be baked before Shabbos, it would become bloated and stale on Shabbos. Therefore, the chavitin must be baked on Shabbos. The very Rabbi Shmuel says that we derive it from the word tayosa. Tayosa v'afilu b'Shabbos, tayosa v'afilu b'tuma. The word tayosa teaches that the chavitin is brought under all circumstances, even on Shabbos, and even if it became tuma. Abai says we derive it from the preceding pasuk, which describes the michas chavitin as asiyas ha'efes soilus mincha tamid, harehi kemichas tamidim. The pasuk compares the chavitin to the michas asachim of the carbon tamid, which is brought every day, even on Shabbos. Rava says that we derive it from the words al machvas, malamach tina keli. The michas chavitin must be prepared and baked in a clay sharas, which accomplishes kedushas aguf for the chavitin. And ve'i ofalei me'esmol ifsalei belina. If the chavitin would be baked before Shabbos, it would become possible on Friday night because of it has kedushas aguf. Therefore, the chavitin can be baked only on Shabbos. The Gemara proceeds with a brisa that supports Rava, and darshens the word al machvas b'shem eshtayasa. The words al machvas teach malamach tina keli, and therefore ve'i ofalei me'esmol ifsalei belina. And the word b'shemen teaches lohitzav l'shemen. They need to use additional oil for the mechas chavitin, which is shloshes lug and isarim. It's 3 lug oil for the one isarim. While in the standard mechas nedava, they use only 1 lug oil for one isarim. And the b'raisa cites a mechloikas in the source for the shloshes lugan. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshe Rabbi Yochanan ben Breka says, it is derived through the previous mentioned hekesh of soilis mechas tamid, harayhi l'cha k'mechas tamidim. The prophet compares chavitim to the mechas nasachim of the carbon tamid, and therefore, ma mechas tamidim gimel lugan leisaren, afzu gimel lugan leisaren. Just like mechas tamid, which is for a keves, a sheep, requires 3 lug for one isaren, so too mechas chavitin requires 3 lug for one isaren. Rabbi Shimon says, it is derived through a mamitzinu from a standard Minchas Nesachim of Kvasim. Ma lahalim shleishas lugam liyisaren, afkan shleishas lugam liyisaren. And although the Minchas Nesachim of Parim ve'elim, bulls and ram, require only shnei lugam liyisaren, 2 lug per each yisaren, we compare Minchas Chavitin to Kvasim and not to Parim ve'elim. Because done in Mincha Bo yisaren, Mincha Bo yisaren, vein done in Mincha Bo yisaren, Mincha Bo be'ez v'gimel yisarenim. Mincha Chavitin is similar to Kvasim in that they both require only 1 yisaren soilus, while Parim requires 3 yisaren soilus, and elim require 2 yisarenim soilus. And the Gemara explains the machlokes as follows. Rabbi Shmuel holds that the word b'shemen alone teaches the kvar shemen. The initial amount of oil is required. And the mamitzinu from the standard mechaz nedava teaches that the initial amount is log echad li'sarn. Therefore, we need a hekesh from mechaz tomit to teach that it actually requires shloshes ligon li'sarn. While Rabbi Shimon holds, b'shemen does not teach the kvar shemen, because we already know this from the beginning of the pasuk that states, al machvas k'mechaz machvas damye. The chavitin is made like a mechaz nedava of machvas, which requires log echad l'sarn. Therefore, b'shemen teaches l'hoisiv l'shemen. And the mamitzinu from the mechaz nesachim teaches that it requires shloshes ligan l'sarn. The next mishnah continues with the case of kohen gadol shemes leminu kohen achatachta mishal mi ha'isa kareva. If the kohen gadol died and did not yet appoint a new kohen gadol, there is a machlokes as to who is obligated to supply the michas chavitin until a new kohen gadol is appointed. Reb Shimon says mishal tzibba, the public supplies it. While Reb Yehuda says mishal yoshan, the heirs of the deceased kohen gadol supply it, and all agree that the shlema ha'isa kareva. The michas chavitin was brought from a holy sarin at once, and it was not split into two chatziyah sarinus. And the Gemara explains that Mechlek is based on the following pasuk. V'akayom shi'achtachta mi'bonav ya'aseh oisai chakoyim l'ashem kolil tiktor. The Yehuda holds, mishal yoshin, v'shleim ha'isek reva, because the world mi'bonav teaches that the heirs of Kohen Gadol supply the chavitin, and the word oisa teaches, oisa v'kilov l'chetzir. The chavitin was made from the holy sarin, and not for two chatziyah sarinus. While the Shimon holds, mishal tzibu, because the word chakoyim teach, mishal oilam, the public supplies mechaz chavitin. And the words kolot tikta teach shetehei kula baktara. The chavitin was made from a holy sarin and not two chatziyah sarinus, and it was completely burnt. The Gemara explains that Reb Shimon uses the pasuk v'akayin ha'mashiach tacht mibonav for the rush in the following pasuk of zeh korban ha'han mibonav eshiv yakiv el Hashem yomim mashachaisoi. Korban ha'han mibonav refers to both the michas chavitin brought by the kohen gadol every day and the michas chinuch brought by a kohen hedid when he was inaugurated for the first day of his avodah. And the pluralized words Yakrivu Lashem teach Arm Fnei Atzmai, Ivanu Fnei Atzmai. The Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedid are each required to bring an individual mincha and not a joint mincha together. And we know that the word Banav refers to Kahanim Idyotis and not to Kahanim Gedolim, also the sons of Kohen Gadol, because in the previous Pasuk, Vakoinam Shiach Tachta Mibanav, the word Mibanav refers to Kahanim Gedolim. Therefore, in our Pasuk, the word Ibanav refers to Kahanim Idyotis. And Rav Shimon uses the word Isa to teach the halacha of the earlier Mishnah. Kohen Gadol Shemes, Minu Acha Tachtav, Shleyevi Chatzi Asarim Mibaisa, Vidlei Chatzi Asarim Shal Rishon. If the Kohen Gadol brought the first Chatzi Asarim of the Chvit in the morning and then died, and they appoint a new Kohen Gadol on the same day, he does not bring the second Chatzi Asarim that the deceased is designated, and he does not bring a new Chatzi Asarim of his own either. Rather, Maivi Yisarim Sholem V'chatzai, Makir V'mechzi, Mechza Ovid, the new Kohen Gadol brings a whole Asarim of his own and splits it into two. One Chatzi Asarim is used for the Chavitin of Bein Arabayim, and the other Chatzi Asarim goes to waste. While Rabbi Hida uses the Pasuk of Chak Olam to teach, Chuka Lo'olam Tehei, the obligation of Mincha Chavitin applies to all generations. And the words Kol HaTikta are used for Gzei Shavar between Mincha Kohen Gadol and Michas Kohen Hedit. The Pasuk Kohen Gadol states Kol HaTikta, and the Pasuk of Kohen Hedit states Kol HaTikta Loisei Ochel. Ma Kan B'Kol HaTikta, Af Lahalim B'Kol HaTikta. Just like a Michas Kohen Gadol is completely burned and does not have Kamitza, so too a Michas Kohen Hedit is completely burned with no Kamitza. And Ma Lahalim Litten Loisei Salechelosa, Af Kan Litten Loisei Salechelosa. Just like there's a lav not to eat from a Michas Kohen Hedit, so too there's a lav not to eat from a Michas Kohen Gadol. The Gemara proceeds and questions Reb Shimon. In our Mishnah, Reb Shimon holds Mishal Tzibah Deiraisa. There is a Torah sword for the public supply of Michas Chavitin when there is no Kohen Gadol. While in Masech Shkolim, Reb Shimon holds Mishal Tzibah Derabanan. Bezdin initiated the public supplies of the Michas Chavitin. As Reb Shimon teaches, Shiva Devarim Haskina Bezdin. Bezdin initiated seven matters regarding Kabbarnas, one of which is Isnai Bezdin, who Kohen Gadol Shemes, Leminu Kohen Achatachtav, Shedheim in Achase Kerevim Mishal Tzibah. Bez initiated that if a Kohen Gadol dies, the Tzibah supplies Michas Chavitin until a new Kohen Gadol is appointed. The Gemara explains Shtei Takanas Hava. Bez actually initiated two Takanas. Initially, there arises Mishal Tzibah, as the Pasuk states, Chak Olam. Then, Kivin Dechazu, Dekumidach Kalishka, Tikinu, Tilgavim Miyarshim. Bez initiated the first Takana, that the Yarshim supply the Michas Chavitin, because in time of Second Beis Mikdash, the Gehanim Gedolim were Yarshim and not live more than a year, and the Michas Chavitin from the Tzibah was depleting the funds of the Hegdash. But later, Kivin Dechazu de Kopashaba, Akmir da Adereisa. Bezin revoked the first Takana and reverted to the Din Adereisa that the Tzibah should supply the Chavitin because the Yarshim were negligent and failed to bring the Chavitin.